Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. Steve, I think we got maybe Kelvin Banks.
We are going to go to our Open Heart Jewelers talking text line and check in with the Saints' newest draft pick, Kelvin Banks Jr. Thanks so much for joining us. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing even better now that I'm a Saint, man. I'm so happy.
Just so you know, Kelvin, I'm Steve Geller. You're going to be also talking with Saints legends Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. We got a full house here ready to sound off. I'm going to hand it off to the Cajun Cannon right now. What you got for him, Cannon?
Well, how excited are you to be a New Orleans Saint, and did you expect this? You know, when you're going to get drafted? Did you think maybe you could go with this ninth pick with the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited to be a New Orleans Saints. I mean, it couldn't have been a better situation for me. I mean, literally, Houston, Texas is like a couple hours down the road, so family's going to be close. And then, like you said, I definitely had an idea that it could be the Saints that could pick me. But it's also that moment where you can't get too happy or too high on something because you may never know what happened. It's the NFL draft. So it was definitely something in the back of my head where I had thought the Saints could pick me.
Now, Kelvin, have you played left tackle your whole life, like left offensive tackle? Because Fuaga, who the Saints drafted in the first round, was a right tackle at Oregon State, but they moved to left tackle because there was a need there. So do you see yourself sliding into left tackle because that's where you played and maybe they'll move Fuaga to right tackle? Well, what's your take on that? What have they told you?
Yeah, so, I'm ready. I'm ready to play. I'm prepared to play any position on the line that they want to put me at. If it's at left tackle, left guard, or if it's at center, if it's at right guard or right tackle, I'm just ready to go out there and play. Wherever they need me at, that's where I'm ready to go get the job done at.
Kelvin, I want to tell you, this is Deuce McAllister, man. Congratulations and welcome to the organization. I know this season you played with the injury. How did that affect you coming down the stretch? Coming into the year, you were projected as the number one offensive lineman to be drafted pretty much, you know, top five. But I know that you played with an ankle injury coming down the stretch. How did that affect your play, and are you 100% at this point?
Yeah, so to answer your last question, I'm 100% healthy at this point. But like you were saying, it definitely affected my play in many different ways just by me not being able to fully be able to show my maximum style of play, just different things of having to switch up some of my techniques based off of how I'm trying to play off the ankle. But nobody's ever healthy late in the season. So it was one of those moments where you just got to suck it up and go out there and play ball.
Kelvin, Mike Dettillier here. First of all, congratulations. And having watched you, man, it's not a lot of guys, but I see it in this draft class. You along with Will Campbell started as a true freshman at Texas, played every game. And to me, that's amazing because of the position you played. And one of the things Will told me was, you know, I could play 66 snaps. I win 64 times. You know what they remember me by? The two times I got beat. And he said, you're on an island, just like a cornerback. So your thoughts of playing that left tackle position, a lot of times you're not getting a lot of help. And it is unique, not only athletically, but mentally you got to be strong to play that spot.
Yes, sir. You definitely do got to be mentally strong because, like you said, it's literally at any moment you could lose. But then you can win every rep, and that one that guy beat you on that last rep, now you're the worst left tackle in the history of football. So it's definitely one of those moments where you got to be mentally strong, got to have that next play mentality. And I feel like I always had that. I've always had that mentality of being a strong person and not letting things kind of disrupt the way I play football.
One more question for you, Kelvin. I know you had, in earlier in your career, you had committed to Oregon, and then Mario Cristobal decided to leave. He goes to Miami or Florida. But I know one thing. Coach O told me, man, we're trying to get Kelvin Banks Jr. here to LSU. So did you visit here? How was the deal coming to Baton Rouge? And I know the Tigers really liked you back then.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I told the story before, man. Literally, that visit I did with my OB with Coach O, I fell in love with LSU, man. So I had silently committed. I had committed that day. And when he ended up getting fired, I was kind of mad because literally, if you want to be honest, I probably would have ended up at LSU if Coach O would have still been there.
Kelvin, this is Mike Haas. I do the radio play-by-play with Deuce, and you've won the Lombardi. You've won the Outland Trophy. So many great things have happened, but there's some things that not many people get to hear, and that is your name being drafted. Talk about that moment, because you were very emotional on the screen, and it's a huge screen here in New Orleans, but talk about that moment and what hearing that name meant.
Yeah, it was a great moment for me and my family, just based off of how much we've been through. I mean, I wouldn't say we grew up the worst, but we didn't have exactly everything everybody had, but my parents always made sure we had what we needed. So it's just one of those moments where I just think back on all the stuff I had to go through, all the stuff my parents had to go through, my mom, my dad, my brother, and just thinking back, like, I'm somebody who can now, like, put a better narrative on things and kind of help out with the family and stuff like that. So just a lot of emotions going through, just thinking about all the times and all the hard times we had to go through in the past.
Kelvin, just wondering if you got a chance to talk to head coach Kellen Moore yet and your impressions of just whoever you were in contact with before getting drafted.
Yeah, so before getting drafted with the Saints, I really only communicated with them from the combine and then pro day. So we had some great interactions at the combine and the pro day, and I kind of feel the energy of all the coaches, Coach Nugent, Coach Moore, and just feeling out the organization itself. It was a great connection, and I feel like that's what led to them overall kind of just choosing to pick me, and I really appreciate them for that.
KJ Cannon, what you got?
Now, Kelvin, how do you view, because you look, you want to be able to do both at a high level. Where do you think you're at right now as far as, I know you want to be dominant in all areas, but are you more like considered a pass protector or like a run blocker? Because what I read, they said a polished pass protector with athleticism and could be a valuable blocker also in the run game. So how do you, when you look at yourself and you critique yourself, how do you view you as far as your pass blocking and also run blocking?
Yeah, I say there's weaknesses and there's strengths into my game in both parts of the aspect. I feel like I have a lot more to – I feel like I have a lot more technique consistently-wise to work on. I feel like I wouldn't put one over the other, but I feel like the biggest thing for me is going to be consistently having great technique through each and every rep.
Kelvin, one more thing before we let you go. Try to talk to General Manager Mickey Loomis and try to convince him to bring along Jaden Blue with you, too, the running back.
Yeah. So, man, I don't think it would be hard to convince him, man. He's a great playmaker. He's a great kid. I mean, we played with each other for the 3 years I've been there, and he's been the same guy, the same explosive player, the same hard character, loves to win, hates losing, a guy who's going to put it all on the field for you. So I feel like his tape kind of speaks for itself, so it's not so much I can say to kind of try to convince. He just got to go turn the tape on.
Kelvin, definitely awesome stuff. Hear the joy in your voice of getting drafted by the New Orleans Saints. One thing we got to ask from you, now that you're a member of the Black and Gold, let us hear that "Who Dat" chant for the fans out there.
Yes, sir. Who that said he's going to beat Tim Saints? Let's go.
All right. Let's go. All right. Kelvin Banks joining us here on WWL Saints Radio.
Who that?